The Gospel of John is full of symbolism and imagery. And in fact, the first half of his book has been called the Book of Signs. The Book of Signs. For John, the miracles of Jesus are not merely to show or to demonstrate Jesus' mighty works, but to unveil and to reveal the manifestation of the power and glory of God working through Christ Jesus. Indeed, in today's gospel, we heard the first miracle of Jesus, that is changing water into wine. Mary, Jesus, and his disciples were invited in this wedding feast. The story began by asserting that they ran short of wine. They ran short of wine. Immediately, Mary told Jesus about it. In reply, Jesus told her, "How does your concern affect me? How does your concern affect me?" I'm just imagining if this is a modern day Mary, Jesus will get a slap in the face. But kidding aside, Jesus' reason was the hour has not come yet. The hour has not come yet. Nevertheless, Mary just told the servants, "Do whatever he tells you. Do whatever he tells you." And the miracle happened. The 6-stone jar filled with water to the brim were changed to a good wine. Some biblical scholars said that this story is not a story about marriage and family, but about the marriage of God and his people. It is the first act in Jesus' messianic mission to bring the union of God and humanity in fulfillment. In fact, in our first reading today, the prophet Isaiah wrote, "For the Lord delights in you. You is who? The people of God," or the people of Israel in particular in that time, "and makes your land his spouse. As a young man marries a virgin, your builder, who is the creator, God, shall marry you. And as a bridegroom rejoices in his bride, so shall God rejoice in you." But today, I wanted to focus on the role of Mary, the mother of Jesus, in this story. Many of you would probably agree with me that whenever we need something from our parents, the very first person that we go to is our mother. And so when we want something, we usually make our presence be noticed by our mother by doing household chores like laundry and fixing our bed, or sometimes doing something special for her. Our mother, on the other hand, who knew that we have interior motives or intentions, would ask us, "What do we want? What do we want?" Then, of course, we tell her what we want. But, moreover, as a mother's instinct, our mother knew already what their children wants and needs. They knew beforehand what we desire, what we wanted. This was very evident to what Mary, our blessed mother, did at the wedding feast at Cana. Although no one asked her about the wine, Mary instinctively and implicitly asked Jesus to perform a miracle, even if it's not the proper hour or time. This is the reason why the church gave to Mary the title of advocate and mediatrix. That is, by her maternal charity, she cares for all of us who still in our journey here on earth, surrounded by dangers and great trials. Mary intervened at Cana for the needs of others. Likewise today, my brothers and sisters, she continues to intercede for us. The church does not hesitate to profess this subordinate role of Mary. The church knows by Mary's maternal help, we may be more intimately adhered to the mediator and redeemer who is Christ Jesus. And her only son. Thus the church proclaims clearly from earliest time, the Blessed Virgin Mary is to be honored and loved under the title of Mother of God, under whose protection we, the faithful, took refuge in their dangers and necessities, and by her constant intercession, continued to bring us the gift of eternal salvation. My brothers and sisters, let us implore the maternal care of our Blessed Mother, who is always ready to intercede for us. May we continue to honor and to love her, who from the beginning honored, respected, and obeyed God's will, and who became instrumental to give birth to our Redeemer and our Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ. May we also imitate her love to her Son, who in the Gospel today, she displayed her full trust and confidence, her spiritual testimony to the power of the one true and only begotten Son of God, Jesus Christ, who is the true provider, the rightful giver, and the only way, the only person who can give each and every one the salvation that he promised from the beginning of time.